Mr. Tembo has emphasized that the collective aim of the opposition is to enhance their chances of defeating the ruling UPND. He said whether or not all parties join the Tonti Alliance, the opposition remains confident of removing President Hichilema from power. Mr. Tembo spoke to Hot FM News.
We believe that we do constitute the necessary critical mass needed to change government as Tonsalans. Whether we have additional political parties joining us or in our current form, I think we do possess the necessary critical mass to effect change of government next year. We'll see how it goes. But that is our wish, that we are going to have a single candidate as opposition. Whether that wish will be realized or not is something that remains to be seen.
The Zambia Association of Manufacturers has expressed concern over the recent implementation of the Rating Act by local councils, which now includes machinery valuations as part of business rates. ZAM President Ashu Saga said the move has placed a new financial burden on manufacturers already navigating high production costs and complex licensing processes. Mr. Saga has explained that valuing machinery as part of property rates undermines affordability and growth, as this approach directly impacts their ability to keep prices low and reinvest in productivity. He has since called for an urgent review of the Act, citing its negative impact not just on large manufacturers, but also on small and medium-sized enterprises.
We have been asking for some time that licenses be minimized, but instead we are seeing a few new licenses and new costs being passed on to business. Recently, we have seen implementation of the 2018 Rating Act, where councils are now valuing machinery as part of their rates. This again puts a constraint on our ability to keep prices low and also in terms of our ability to grow. So we're looking at the Rating Act being reviewed urgently, and also the licensing process that councils and many other institutions are responsible for to be put into one single licensing system.
The Lusaka City Council has disclosed that over 300 constituency development fund application forms have been distributed at the ongoing 97th Agriculture and Commercial Show. Lusaka City Council Public Relations Manager Chola Mwamba said this initiative provides opportunities for residents to benefit from the fund in various categories, including skills development, secondary school bursaries, loans and grants. Ms. Mwamba said the application window for the 2026 CDF is open and residents are encouraged to submit applications before the August 30, 2025 deadline. She said the local authority is committed to ensuring a smooth application process and easy access to CDF information to promote inclusive development.
This initiative provides opportunities for residents to benefit from the fund in various categories, including skills development, secondary school bursaries, loans and grants. These categories support resident development, especially youth and women, by providing resources to improve their livelihoods. The application window for the year 2026 CDF is open, and residents are encouraged to submit applications before the 30th August 2025, which happens to be the deadline. The response so far has been overwhelming, with many residents showing interest in accessing the fund.
A high court judge has backed calls from environmental stakeholders advocating for a specialized environmental court. Justice Ruth Chivavuka has highlighted the growing urgency to address ecological degradation through focused judicial mechanisms. Justice Chivavuka has observed that environmental matters require courts with specialized expertise in both law and science to ensure fair and technically sound decisions.
It also promotes fairness by holding all actors, whether individuals, corporations or government agencies, accountable for activities that harm the environment. Without robust legal frameworks and effective enforcement mechanisms, communities remain vulnerable to environmental degradation, and the benefits of sustainable development cannot be equitably shared. Specialized environmental courts have emerged globally as a proven mechanism for advancing the agenda by way of demonstration. Environmental courts and tribunals are found in Australia, Bangladesh, Brazil, Canada, Chile.
Meanwhile, Parliamentary Caucus on Environment and Climate Change co-chairperson Twambo Mtinta has called for stronger political commitment and public advocacy to establish an environmental court.
So I want to assure that the political will is there, and it will start with the caucus for the environment and climate change in our parliament. We, the members of parliament, will work with you. We are ready to begin this journey together with you. And with the technical support that you have, you who are ready lawyers, members of parliament will be available, given more skills, more comparative skills, what is happening in Zimbabwe, in Kenya, and elsewhere, so that you arm us with information, so that we use this information to push government to accelerate this process.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
Minister of Agriculture Mtolo Phiri has directed all agricultural research and science institutions in Zambia to begin sensitizing farmers on the adoption of early maturing crop varieties with the goal of enabling the country to plant and harvest twice a year. Speaking to Hot FM News, Mr. Phiri has emphasized the need for institutions such as the Zambia Agricultural Research Institute, the African Center for Crop Improvement, the Golden Valley Agricultural Research Trust, and the University of Zambia to play a leading role in educating farmers on the benefits of early maturing crops. He has explained that this shift is part of the government's broader strategy to enhance food security and agricultural productivity through irrigation farming and seed diversification. Mr. Phiri has stressed that with climate change disrupting traditional rainfall patterns, irrigation and diversified seed use have become essential for maintaining consistent agricultural output.
We need to irrigate, we need to encourage each other, and also talk to the scientists. Talk to the scientists at Zari, SCCI, BQPS, Golden Valley, all the research wing, University of Zambia, to go for early maturing crop so that Zambians can now start learning to produce twice with this rainfall system that we have. Because you can produce twice.
The news continues after these messages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speeds on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
The top international news.
A massive oil depot fire raging near Russia's Black Sea resort of Sochi has been blamed by Russian authorities on a Ukrainian drone attack. Sochi's nearby airport has suspended flights. Krasnodar region governor Vinyamin Kondratiev said on Telegram that drone debris hit a fuel tank and 127 firefighters were tackling the blaze. The BBC has more.
President Zelensky of Ukraine has described as absolutely immoral acts of bribery uncovered by the country's anti-corruption agencies. They say they've found large-scale bribery in the buying of drones and electronic warfare systems used by the military. Four suspects have been arrested, including one member of parliament from Mr. Zelensky's party. Hundreds of thousands of young Roman Catholics have spent the night camping on the outskirts of Rome ahead of a mass by Pope Leo. The event will be the culmination of the Jubilee of Youth. There's been another strong earthquake near the coast of Russia's Kamchatka Peninsula. The US Geological Survey said the quake had a magnitude of 6.8 and was 35 kilometers deep. Russia's Emergencies Ministry said tsunami waves might possibly reach three districts of Kamchatka. Earlier, Russian scientists said the Krasheninnikov volcano on the peninsula had erupted for the first time in more than 500 years.
The Hot FM Sports News.
Vesco Ndola Guild forward Penelope Muluva was the biggest winner at the inaugural ZPL Awards Gala, bagging both the Player of the Season and Golden Boot honours on a night that celebrated the very best in women's football in Zambia. Muluva's goal-scoring prowess was unmatched throughout the Eden University Women's Super League campaign, netting a staggering 35 goals to earn her the top scorer title and the highest individual honour in the league. The 2024-2025 league champion Vesco Ndola Girls enjoyed a clean sweep across several major categories. Elsewhere, Green Buffaloes midfielder Evreen Susan Katongo was named Fans Player of the Season, and Kamfinsa Police Blue Eagles captain